The Prime Minister Scott Morrison has landed in Solomon Islands for a lightning-quick visit designed to send a clear signal to the Pacific. The coalition has strengthened diplomatic networks in the region and is promising to pour billions of dollars into infrastructure under the so-called Pacific Step Up. And Mr. Morrison's trip is another sign that the coalition remains intent on reinforcing Australia's strategic influence in the Pacific, despite China's growing power. Stephen Jedgetts reports from the capital of Solomon Islands, Honiara.
On Sunday, churches in Solomon Islands come to life. One of the parishioners at South Seas Evangelical Central Church is political veteran Rick Ho, who only a few months ago was Prime Minister of this country, and is plainly delighted that Scott Morrison is visiting Honiara.
This is the first visit of the Australian Prime Minister after the general elections in Australia, so this is really huge.
Mr. Morrison landed in Solomon Islands yesterday and has a furious program of visits and meetings today. He told a gathering in Honiara last night that his decision to come to the Pacific was a very deliberate one.
To send a very clear message right across the Pacific. What we meant before the election about the Pacific Step Up, we were very committed to.
The strategic backdrop is clear. Australia's determined to maintain its influence as other players, particularly China, make inroads in the region. There will be fresh announcements today in Honiara. The Prime Minister will pledge $250 million over 10 years for infrastructure projects, as well as promising to help build a new office building for the Prime Minister's office and the Foreign Affairs Ministry. The money will be redirected from the aid budget, including some health and education programs. Jonathan Pryke from the Lowy Institute says it's clear that Australia's intent on competing with China on infrastructure in the region. He thinks it's good Australia's meeting the Pacific's demands, but warns the government it has to tread carefully.
There are risks attached to just being reactive to demands of geopolitics and reactive to demands of Pacific leaders. We need to make sure that our taxpayer dollars are still achieving long-term development outcomes. And these development outcomes are as important to Australia's national interest as curbing China's influence in the region.
Rick Ho agrees. He says many Chinese government investments in the Pacific have been dubious.
The investment actually is not an investment which is free. You end up with these countries with a whole load of debt.
China will loom over Scott Morrison's visit in more way than one. At the moment, Solomon Islands is one of only a handful of countries which still recognises Taiwan instead of Beijing. Some lawmakers here want the new Solomon Islands Prime Minister, Manasseh Sogavare, to ditch Taipei and embrace the economic opportunities offered by China. But local MP and rising star Peter Kenniloria thinks Solomon Islands is still too vulnerable to take that step.
We are a least developed country, still have structural handicap in terms of our capacity, governance issues. So the idea about a shift and a switch now might be a little bit too early.
Australia agrees, but if Scott Morrison raises the issue with Manasseh Sogavare today, then he'll tread very carefully indeed.
Foreign Affairs reporter Stephen Jedgetts.